It's 6:34, about time we caught up with your BBC News for Gloucestershire now with Emily.
The ambulance service that covers Gloucestershire is to take part in a pilot scheme to try and reduce wasted ambulance journeys. Call handlers currently have 60 seconds to decide how to prioritise emergencies. But in two areas, London and here in the South West, this will be extended to 3 minutes to allow more time to assess the urgency of cases. Neil Le Chevalier is from the South Western Ambulance Service. He says many calls don't need an immediate response.
There's a lot of social problems that we have to deal with on the telephone that take a little longer. What this trial does is ensures that those ambulances that need life-saving emergencies are kept free and responded right away, and those that need more interrogation on the phone to find out why the person's dialed 99, we have a little bit more time to actually work through that call to decide whether to send an ambulance or not.
Schools in Gloucestershire are having to decide whether to continue to offer AS levels. The government's announced that AS exams will no longer count towards final A-level results, and it's now up to schools whether they run the courses or not. Brett Juni is head of sixth form at Balcarres School in Charlton Kings. He says they've been discussing their options for some time.
Our students are going to be really very much as you were, I think. They will carry on with their four ASs coming into Year 12, and they will do those as standalone qualifications at the end of Year 12 in the reform subjects as well as the non-reform subjects for 2015. And then come the end of Year 12, they get to make the decision of which three of those they'll continue on into A level.
British and American experts are to join forces to fight cybercrime for the US and UK governments. David Cameron and President Obama are to announce plans for the British spy agency GCHQ and America's National Security Agency to stage war games to test computer systems. Meanwhile, the Belgian Prime Minister says he's considering introducing a new law to make it illegal to join jihadi groups abroad. Gloucester Cathedral is looking for its next group of choir boys. King's School, based next to the cathedral, recruits young choristers to become part of a 900-year history. And this weekend is the last chance to get in your applications. Naya Jones is the school's chorister tutor. She says the opportunities for those who pass the auditions are many and varied.
World-class music education and the opportunity to sing in a magnificent building pretty much every day, as well as performing for royalty, film stars, going on tours abroad, really endless opportunities, and I think it's something that they will take with them then for the rest of their life.
A police dog from Gloucestershire took Twitter by storm last night when his photo was posted online to mark his retirement. 8-year-old Yogi has worked as a police dog for the past 7 years. Speaking earlier on this show, the Alsatian's handler, PC Lenny Mansell, explained why Yogi's retiring at a relatively young age.
You've got to remember these dogs have put an awful lot of time and commitment to the streets and looking after people, and they deserve a retirement. And he's healthy, he's well, he's still running around like he's a pup, and it's just time now that he enjoyed his retirement.
That's the BBC News for Gloucestershire at 6:37.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire
with Steve Kitchen.
Thanks, Emily. Let's have a look at that weather for the weekend. Also,